This is IGN.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions.
18 plus. As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
This is IGN. Doom Eternal, The Ancient Gods Part 2 Review by Ryan McCaffrey. In hindsight, Doom 2016 was for tourists. By the time you complete Doom Eternal's second and final campaign expansion, The Ancient Gods Part 2, you'll have the skills of, well, an ancient god. And the stuff that this franchise's brilliantly modern reinvention threw at you 5 years ago will seem like child's play. Doom has practically evolved into a single-player esport at this point, and The Ancient Gods Part 2 closes the book on the Doomslayer's quest to vanquish Hell's forces by adding enough new variety and challenge to keep it as engaging as ever. The Ancient Gods Part 2 wastes no time in throwing some memorable new bad guys at you. The biggest, nastiest new foe, and you'll meet him early on, is the Armored Baron of Hell, whose shell must be cracked open before you can begin dealing any damage. Doing so requires either sustained plasma-based weapon fire or a single, well-timed precision shot to the mace in his hand at the moment it flashes green. Because of that, they take a long time to bring down, and must be carefully considered in big battles, which adds another layer to Doom's ever-enlarging onion of combat strategy. Meanwhile, the plain old imp now comes in a stone variant that will slingshot into you like a demonic boulder unless you smash him quickly with the standard shotgun secondary riot gun fire. But in the grand scheme of things, these guys are but a seasoning to the hell salad you are already trying to chew and swallow. The Shriekers, however, are the trickiest of the newest additions to Doom's menagerie. They're exceptionally weak, but they make your task significantly harder unless you tiptoe around them. If they catch any damage, even, say, from the shockwave of a nearby blood punch, they scream and buff every enemy around them. Meaning, as the South Park ski instructor so perfectly put it, you're gonna have a bad time. These three new foes are tricky enough on their own. But the way The Ancient Gods Part 2 combines its evil ingredients in each encounter is an achievement in first-person shooter AI design. These are some of the most brutally difficult battles in the entire Doom series. By extension, it's also massively rewarding once you finally earn that next checkpoint. The Ancient Gods Part 2 is more than just a 3 to 4 hour draw and quarter session, though, because you get one useful new tool to help turn the tide back in your favor. The Sentinel Hammer is a power-up that will stun any heavy enemies nearby, and flat-out annihilate smaller ones. It plays a key role in Part 2's climactic fights, and it's a natural fit amongst the Doom Eternal arsenal. Speaking of which, it surprised me a little that this expansion's final boss battle isn't its hardest fight. Sure, the duel is tough, but if you've fought Marauders before, and by this point, of course you have, then you'll already know what to do. The Ancient Gods Part 2's other smart new layer is its two-tiered escalation encounters. Completing the first wave of these combat crunches is mandatory, and you'll be given a permanent reward for it, such as earning an upgrade to your Sentinel Hammer. From there, you can move on with the campaign, if you like, but if you go back in for the second, more difficult round, you'll net an even bigger bounty. It's a more organically implemented version of Eternal's Slayer Gate challenges. Finally, I liked how the UI has been intelligently tweaked to put small icons on your reticule to tell you how many of each power-up you have available. They're small enough to be unobtrusive, but right there in the heat of combat when you need them. The verdict. Thanks to its continued evolution of Doom Eternal's already brilliant formula, I enjoyed The Ancient Gods Part 2 a bit more than Part 1. While it is a bummer that you only get to ride that sweet dragon in cutscenes, the new enemies prove to be more fun to fight. The Sentinel Hammer is a blast, and the final boss fight isn't quite as sadistic. You'll need mastery of every skill Doom has taught you over the past half decade to make it through this gauntlet. And if this is the end of Eternal's story, it's been a hell of a ride.
Spoken Layer.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.